Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, July 17th. Over the weekend, Norwegian Prima broke free from its moorings in Zeebrugge, Belgium, due to strong winds. The footage here posted by Mario on Twitter. Now, no guests or crew were injured as the ship drifted away from the dock, and tugboats were deployed to bring the ship back to the pier safely, where it was once again secured. The captain did say the winds were gusting at 45 knots when it broke free. Now, despite the incident, the ship continued its scheduled itinerary. The sunken gangway, well, that was retrieved at a later date. And after a couple of years hiatus, Royal Caribbean will resume operations in New Orleans next year. Following its season in L.A., Brilliance will operate from the Big Easy for the 2024 and 25 winter season, cruising to the Western Caribbean. Now, from October 2024 to April of 25, the ship will sail week-long itineraries to Mexico, the Cayman Islands, Jamaica, and Belize. Before arriving to New Orleans, Brilliance will sail a 14-night repositioning cruise through the Panama Canal from L.A. That'll be next September. And Princess Cruises is introducing a new 3-tiered embarkation system beginning in a couple of weeks, August 1st. The new program is said to make the boarding process more efficient and will entirely do away with the arrival appointments program. This is how it breaks down. The system will include 3 different lanes. There's a green lane for guests who have completed their online check-in and who have opted to have their medallion shipped to their house before the cruise. There's a blue lane for guests who have partially or fully completed their checklist, but did not get theirs mailed to the house and have to pick their medallion up at the terminal. They'll go in the blue lane. Then there's the accessibility lane. That's for guests with mobility or accessibility needs. Any guest, regardless of blue or green, is welcome to use the accessibility lane. Princess is also updating the way its boarding pass is laid out during this change. Again, that'll happen on August 1st. And cruise line stocks were down on Friday. Carnival Corporation down 2.9%, 17.23. Royal Caribbean down 1.5%, 97.76. And Norwegian down 5%, 20.42. And for the 2 comments on Friday that said I can't read, well, I have a teleprompter in front of me and a script here. But I have dyslexia, so sometimes they both fail me. I'm only human. If you don't like it, don't watch. What can I say? I don't care. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Monday, even those 2 people.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pair.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.